This morning. It is 17 past seven. So in a nutshell, what we got from the government yesterday in the families package was a massive spend with very little wiggle room left, by the way, of change to put for, for things and should the forecasts be wrong. 21 billion over the next four budgets. The families package itself, 5.5 billion over 4 years, which leaves about 600 million, which is basically pocket change when it comes to a government. Also, and here's the really interesting bit, Grant Robertson wants Treasury to set up a living standards framework. So what on earth is that and what will it do? The New Zealand Initiative's Bryce Wilkinson is back with us on the program. Bryce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
What is it?
It's the framework that Treasury has been promoting for probably the best part of a decade now. And it just draws attention to what economists have known for at least 40 years, that GDP's got its limitations as a measure of well-being, and there are more factors like life expectancy and child mortality and that sort of thing that also matter.
Can you put it, so you basically you can make it up of anything you want and emphasise the bits you want to, is that how it would work?
That's one of my criticisms of it, yes, that there are a zillion sort of different indicators of how well a country is doing in terms of education, health and environmental matters and everything else. And if you allow people to choose at will amongst all those indicators, then you've got no sense of direction and anyone can justify anything.
Wouldn't we already know what we're doing? I mean, we know what the poverty rate is, we know what the jobless rate is, we know what the growth rate is, what the interest rates are. Don't we have all this information already?
Yes, we do. International organisations are producing these indicators all over the place and they're all telling different things. It seems to me individual well-being, most of us are adults, mature adults, individual well-being is our responsibility. What we want government to do is to have good quality infrastructure, public schools which do something about the tail end of underachieving kids, hospitals that work, an efficient public sector. Yeah. And we do want a welfare safety net, but we want government to help those escape or extricate themselves from their predicaments that put them on welfare in the first place.
Exactly.
So that's what we want government to do, and our well-being for most of us is our responsibility.
And they just wrap it up and put it in some sort of report. Bryce, listen, appreciate it very much. Bryce Wilkinson, Senior Research Fellow at the New Zealand Initiative this morning. Come back and